This episode of Creepy is presented by Patreon supporters Charlene Jackson and Sylvia Lynn. Some donors even qualify for a 90-minute personal narration that won't appear on the regular feed from the story of their choice. Please consider supporting the podcast by visiting patreon.com/creepypod.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Bad Days, Day 16. The Man in the Fields Ritual. This ritual has been passed down throughout the centuries and originates from the British Isles during the Middle Ages, where it was viewed as devil worship by Puritans and a way to protect your home by those who knew that what was really standing in their fields was not the devil. If completely successful, the ritual will ensure you 1 year of safety, physical, fiscal, and or mental, depending on the events during the ritual. You will need a house in the countryside, preferably with a field of crops out back. Technically, all that's required is a large backyard. The larger the better. But successes only come from houses in the countryside. A candle. Attempting to use a flashlight, cell phone, or any other electronic source of light will be unsuccessful, causing the light source to flicker and die after only a few seconds, which is why either a candle, an oil lamp, or any sort of non-electronic illumination is recommended. A crucifix. I'll explain why later. A watch or clock to carry around with you. Again, cell phones will not work during the ritual. To begin the ritual, make sure it's late enough for no one around to be outside, and make sure that the sun has set. The being the ritual is based around will not appear if anyone other than the summoner is around to detect its presence. The earliest successful summon was at 9 o'clock. Light your candle. Go out into your yard and whisper 7 times.
But who will scare the crows away?
While facing the house. On the 7th whisper, you should hear from behind you.
That's not your biggest problem.
Walk back to the house without looking back. As soon as you reach the house, get inside and close the door. Now the ritual begins. Everything in your house that can open has. Take your crucifix into a room with only one door, close the door, and leave it there. This will be your safe room in case the ritual goes wrong. Make sure all the doors, cupboards, cabinets, and whatever else that can open is closed in there. If he gets into your safe room, you are doomed. Your goal is to close everything that is opened before your watch reaches midnight. This sounds easy in description, but think about it. Every bag, every door, every window, every container in your house has just opened. The challenge isn't closing them all. It's remembering them all. As you make your way through your darkened house, you will notice that out of the corner of your eye, you will be able to see a man dressed in simple farmer's clothes. His skin is ash gray. Don't look at him. And whatever you do, don't look directly into his eyes. But don't be afraid of him. This is not the man in the fields. He is merely a herald, a referee of sorts to make sure you're closing every container. He will be following you, but will not get in your way. Make sure not to look out into your backyard. If you do, you will notice that there is a scarecrow that wasn't there. Its head is a cow's skull, and its limbs are impossibly long versions of a human being's arms and legs. While the skin on its arms and legs is pale, they are not skeletal. The only thing that is missing is a head. If you fail the ritual, or do not reach your safe room in time, he will take yours. The reason I was telling you not to look out into the backyard is that you will notice the scarecrow. He will also notice you. He will then begin to get off his post. This is the man in the fields. If you don't look into the backyard, don't see the post and the scarecrow, you will have until midnight to complete the ritual. If you are 100% sure that everything in your house that can open has closed, make your way to your bed and go to sleep. For exactly 1 year, you will have complete and total safety in everything you do, depending on when you started the ritual. If you started at 3 hours from midnight, you will only be completely physically safe. A lot of people use this to elongate their lives past when they would normally end. People like cancer patients and the elderly. If you started 2 hours from midnight, you will not only be physically safe, but financially safe for 1 year. You could quit your job and still never have a need for money. Either you win the lottery, or people just feel compelled to give you things for free. However, you will need to set up a plan for the end of the year, as your safety will wear off then, and you will lose all the money you have won. Make sure to either set up a business, or make some smart investments. If you started the ritual 1 hour from midnight and somehow managed to finish it, highly unlikely, you will be completely and totally safe for 1 year. None of your actions will ever have any negative consequences. I tell you not to do anything immoral, but if you're going to go through your entire house in 1 hour and somehow manage to close all the boxes, doors, windows, cupboards, bags, cabinets, and drawers, then you can do whatever the hell you want. If you did look out into the backyard, if you saw the man in the fields, you will not get any of this. Not even if you finish the ritual. If you looked out at the backyard, the man in the fields will get down off his scarecrow post. He will look at you. He will begin sprinting. You have a minute at most to get to your safe room. Run inside and lock it tight, and double check to see if anything is closed inside. You do not want him getting in. You'll have to endure him scratching and clawing at the door, shrieking threats and promises of mercy if you open the door. Whatever he says or does, do not open the door. There is no circumstance in which you should leave your safe room to confront the man in the fields. Good luck, and stay safe.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.